Our topic for today is the days of Noah are coming. Please turn now to Matthew's Gospel, that wonderful discourse of our Lord Jesus Himself telling us about His return. How wonderful it is, the Lord Himself telling you, telling me, of His coming back to earth. What for? Do you know? You must pay your full attention, because He is coming back as judge. The judge will judge. Have you ever been before a judge? Oh, my friends, when you stand in a law court, and I was in the law court last month, I've been there a few times in my life as a doctor. We are called to the law court because of various cases in which we are involved to give testimony and witness. The judge is coming and you will be involved. You cannot say no, because He is judge of all the earth. Don't be like the foolish people who come from the jungle and come to Raffles Place in Singapore and begin to litter the places. You say, don't. There is a judge here in Singapore who will fine you. What? Where we live, we do what we like. So, but this is not a place you can do what you like. I say, dear friends, planet Earth has a judge. It's not for you to do what you like. So you litter in Raffles Place or anywhere in Singapore, $25 fine on the spot. Then you would say, wow, there is a judge. There is a system. There is a judge and a system on planet Earth. You are an inhabitant of planet Earth. Pay attention. The judge of all the earth has a word for you this morning. Don't think you can escape. You cannot escape. Why? Because He is the Creator Judge and He's coming. Matthew 24 is a wonderful chapter. I urge you, you go home, read the whole chapter, and it will change your whole life, turn you around. Verse 35, the Lord Jesus says Himself to you and me, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Therefore, every word of what Jesus says to you this morning, pay attention. Yes, it involves you, concerns your whole future welfare, and not just future, but eternal. Eternal, something that is going to go on forever and ever, non-stop. And how you fare, He is going to tell you now. Verse 36. Of the day and hour of my return knows no man, no, not the angels, but my Father only. Now comes the theme for today. Verse 37. Are you there? Please pay attention. It's for your own good. As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What were the days of Noah? I turned to Genesis this morning and read it. You don't turn there, I'll tell you. It says the Lord God looked down on planet Earth, the earth which He had created and planted man and woman, and said, be fruitful and multiply. By then, there would have been millions, many millions of inhabitants. And what did God see? Do you know? It says, every imagination of the thoughts of His heart in all the inhabitants of planet Earth was only evil continually. Well, what a terrible statement, isn't it? Only evil continually, non-stop thinking of evil things. That was the state of the days of Noah. And that is my theme for this morning. I hope you will pay attention and receive this message as the words of the one who is coming to earth. Jesus is coming and He says, this is the state of your Singapore society, the state of the whole planet Earth. When I come, it will be a day when All the thoughts and imaginations of people's hearts will only be evil continually. That is it. Thank God for the gospel. Thank God that you have heard the gospel. Thank God if you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, because He is the judge who is coming. And you know Him, you will be spared from the judgment of the whole earth, the unbelieving earth. They will be judged. May you be delivered because you have received the Savior today. Read on. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. In other words, concentrating on the physical enjoyment of life. You see it in Singapore? Unless you are blind. The media tells you that is the tenor, the tone, the emphasis of life today. Live better physically. Enjoy yourself. Is later than you think. It is later than you think. But when you know it is later than you think, it's not how to live this present life by physical enjoyment. It is not. Because when the judge comes, all those things will come to an end and the judgment will begin. Where will you be? How will you be? Verse 38, it says, they continue business as usual, enjoying themselves until the day the flood came and Noah entered into the ark. You know the story of Noah. Please do not be unbelieving. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Noah walked with God in that society. Are you walking with God in this society? This is all that matters this morning. Not whether you have made that special profit from your en bloc. Wow. People live in a flat. And for moving out, they get $5 million cold cash profit just for moving out. Did you miss it? You regret? My friends, don't. Because there is no end to regrets on earth as far as money making is concerned. No end of it. You will find 1,000 instances where you miss something. You miss making that money. Is that important? No, my friends. What is important is whether you pay attention to today's message. That Jesus is coming and are you ready? Are you in His good books? Does He know you? When He comes, will you get a well done from Him? And enter into the inheritance which will be forever and ever and ever. Then free from all of earth woes, of sickness and sadness, of having to make a living, of having to cope with sickness and all kinds of things. All those things will be things of the past only for one reason. Jesus is coming. And you have believed in Him. You have received Him as Savior. This is all that matters. Nothing else. All the rest will be things of the past. Verse 39, and knew not until the flood came. Let me just digress a little. Noah preached righteousness to his people. There was Noah building a strange craft in a land which had not yet rained. Please understand this. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 is there. The Lord God had not caused it to rain on planet earth until the flood came. So when Noah told the people, repent. Because if you don't repent, when the rain comes from God in heaven, it will be too late. It will be too late. We tell you the same things, dear friends. Go and tell your friends. Don't just keep the gospel to yourself. Tell them when Jesus comes and you don't believe, there will be judgment from heaven. It'll be too late. People will not believe you. But does that matter? Do you stop telling? My friends, Noah preached righteousness 120 years building that strange craft. People say, hey Noah, what are you building this thing for? Because there's going to be rain and flood. And we in that craft is the refuge. It's not a sailing boat going to sail to somewhere. It is only a refuge. When it comes, it will be waterproof. will be safe. What rain? What flood? People could not believe. Now you tell them today the same thing. As the days of Noah were, it will be a world of unbelief. People will think of, go and have your heads examined. What are you talking about? Jesus coming. All we know is going to be a better world. Casinos are coming. We are going to enjoy ourselves every day. My friends, please have faith. The Word of God is all that matters, and the Gospel is all that matters, and the Lord Jesus coming again is all that matters in this day and age. Be ready. Be ready. How can you be ready? Every day, examine yourself. What did they say of Noah? You read in Genesis chapter 6. Noah walked with God when nobody else wanted to walk with God. When all that they were thinking of doing is evil continually, Noah walked with God. You be a Noah. Go and be a preacher of righteousness. Go and tell others. Tell yourself. Tell your family. Let us serve the Lord fervently, faithfully, every day, consistently. Never slacken. Because why? You never know when the Lord Jesus is coming. Can it be today? In the morning when you wake up, speak with the Lord. Lord, make me ready. It could be today. Yes. That is the only way to express that you believe He's coming. At night, go to bed, tell the Lord, thank you, Lord. Could it be tonight? Could be. Possible. But whether yes or no, doesn't matter. All that the Lord wants me to do is be ready. You be ready. When you are ready, every day you examine yourself, your life, how you live. Every day, square up with God. Settle your accounts with God. Be clear with God. Be clean with God. For He knows you. He sees every move, every thought, every intention, every motive. Be ready. The Lord is coming. Verse 42, please. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Verse 44. Therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man comes. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? Are you such? Read that verse. Let it speak to you. Are you a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Oh, dear friends, what a wonderful, wonderful reward the Lord has for those who are ready. Now I want to give you a Chinese word. The first judgment was by water, and the second will be by fire. This word in Chinese, zai, the upper portion is water. That refers to the flood. And the bottom is fire. That refers to the coming judgment of the earth will be by fire. Who says so? God's word says so. And I discovered this word. Of course, most of you who are Chinese ed, you understand. The word Zai, great disaster, great calamity, consists of water and fire. The first has gone, the second is coming. God will judge all the earth twice. All the earth will be judged twice. One is past. When? Answer? Day of Noah. When God sent flood and water. How long did it rain and flood? 40 days, 40 nights. How long did they take the water to rise? 150 days. How long did the whole flood last until it was safe to come out? 1 year and 6 days. Okay. 370. No. Yep. Over 1 year. What a flood. So there was a first judgment, and the second judgment is by fire, is coming. Now where does it say so? Turn to 2 Peter. And then you will get the good news. And then you say, it was good. It was good this day of 21st October that I went to the church and heard this wonderful news from the Word of God. 2 Peter chapter 3, right? This is a word of warning as well as a word of comfort and a word of encouragement. Do you hear all that? What is it? Warning, comfort, encouragement. To those of you who are serving the Lord, don't ever get tired and say, "I am so long serving, and what reward is there?" I say, the reward is coming. The judge knows. He knows all those who are serving. He knows you are faithful in your home. He knows you have family worship. He knows you are looking after your children, giving them the Word of God. Never depend only on Sunday school teachers. The Lord wants you to be faithful. So, these words are for all of us here. If you are not faithful, it is warning. If you are faithful, it is encouragement. Continue, therefore. Verse 3 of 2 Peter 3. Know this. There shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of His coming? You know, who are the scoffers? They laugh, of course. The world laughs. They make fun of you. They say, you have to have your head examined. Who says that Jesus can come again? Today, there is a movement to persuade the people to believe Jesus died and he had rotted away in the grave. That's it. So there is the Da Vinci Code, the Gospel of Judas, and various other new Gospels coming onto the scene to tell people Jesus is finished. Never believe Jesus is coming. Did you hear of it? Do you know? My friends, hold fast to the truth of that great third day. On the third day, according to what the prophecy has said, according to what our Lord Jesus has said, He rose from the dead, victorious. And all the evidence is there in the Word of God. And the greatest evidence to that is, we are here today. That is the proof. That we have the faith. Faith, believing God's Word. But in the church today, there are scoffers. This is the sign. The Lord is coming. This is a sign. When people who profess to be preachers, profess to be Christians, deny the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is a sign. Do you see it? Do you hear it? Read on. Verse 4. They say, where is the promise of His coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue the same way. Every day it is what? Tell me. Or do people say? You go to the shop, so they tell you, business as usual. Yes. And our business has been all these years. And we have 5-year plan, 10-year plan. It will be business as usual. And this is what the Bible tells us. Where does it say so? Verse 5. This they willingly are ignorant of. They refuse to believe the evidence that God can judge the earth. You know why the first judgment has left so great evidences, but people will not want to see? Let me tell you this. The next time you go up to a Shell station or Esso and top up your gas, ask yourself, where did that gasoline come from? Did you know? It came from the flood. Now, it will take me a day to tell you all the evidence. But please understand, petroleum is from two words. Petra is stone. Oleum is oil. This is stone oil. All the oil that you get, that you put into a motor car, came from under the rock. All prospectors and all oil people understand this. Every prospector goes with a drill, drills down until you hit rock, go through the rock, and if you're lucky, under there is oil. Now, where did the oil come from? You see, these things are sent to impress on us. Every time you fill your tank, tell yourself, I am reminded the oil came during the time of Noah's flood, when the whole world was shaken. Fountains of the great deep were broken, and the water shot up, and earth, which had never experienced rain ever for 1,600 years, all the topsoil was shaken loose because of the earthquake, and the fountains of the great deep broke loose. You know that. And the topsoil was like cement, mixed with the water in the great deluge. The whole world was overflowed with water. And that mixture contained all the big trees. How many big trees? Please understand, those days men lived 912 years average. Men. If the trees were 1,500 years old, how big would the trees be? And do you know that trees and wood get heavier with age? Do you know that? And therefore, in the great commotion and the catastrophe that came on earth, and every tree was shaken loose and be mixed in a great cauldron of water and earth and cement and rock, mixture of rock, and all the trees, when it settles down, the trees go down first. Why? Heaviest. The earth mixture is last because it is like cement floating, mixing with the water in a big cauldron. So down goes the trees, the heaviest down. Billions of big trees, each one 1,000 feet high and 50 feet wide, going down first. That's why Saudi Arabia has got billions of barrels of oil. That's why they are in Iraq today fighting for what? For oil. So that every day out of Iraq comes 7 million barrels of oil. Where did it come from? How did the oil form? Today you go to Melbourne in the laboratory. They put wood chips in one end into a pressure and temperature chamber. And half an hour later, out comes the other side. Oil. Experimental. This chamber contains heat and pressure plus wood chips. Out comes oil. Now, exactly the same thing happened during the flood. All the trees went down first in the big cauldron of mixture. Goes down because heavy. Above it settles all the sediments of the earth which had not touched water. Do you understand? If you're a builder, you got a bag of cement, keep it dry. Once you mix it with water, it solidifies into rock. So that is exactly what happened. So all the trees went down, and on top of it goes all the rocks. And then through the thousands of years, in that pressure and heat chamber, it got cooked. Out comes what? Three things. Petrochemicals. How many scientists are here? You understand? Petrochemicals come from wood, oil, coal, gas. Three things. Petrochemical. So please understand. Don't be willingly ignorant. I'm telling you this, that you have no excuse. Next time they say, top up my petrol. Ah, thank God. That hydrocarbon was deposited during the time of the flood 4,500 years ago. Right? So don't be willingly ignorant. Read now. Verse 5. This, they willingly are ignorant. They refuse to consider all this. That by the word of God, the heavens were created of oil. Of old, the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was flowed, overflowed with water, perished. But it left behind evidence. There are so many other evidences of the flood. One other I mentioned quickly so that you understand. Some of you have been to America to look at the Grand Canyon. 250,000 square miles of rock. That's what the Grand Canyon is. Where did that rock come from? Exactly the same explanation. During the flood, when God, who had never caused it to rain on earth, sent down the water and the topsoil shook and mixed, that it settled down. So this stratified rock is the Grand Canyon. You see it in the Rocky Mountains, you see it in the Himalayas, you see it in Singapore, you see it in Malaysia, in Brunei, everywhere, Australia, around the world, everywhere. What do you see? Stratified rocks. That is a sign. God had destroyed the earth, judged the earth once with water. Now he's going to judge with fire. Are you ready? How did you escape the water? Noah built an ark. Now I ask you, how do you escape the fire? The same idea. God has sent the ark of our salvation, Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. You put your faith in him, you rise up above the fire to come in the heavenly places. There is your only safe refuge when the fire comes to devour and to consume and destroy planet earth in the day to come. Your only safe place is the heavenly home. Verse 7. But the heavens and the earth which are now that you see, that you inhabit planet earth, by the same word of God are kept in store. Please understand. How is the earth and the system today kept in place? How? Answer. By the word of God. By the word of God, the planets were created, including planet Earth. By the same word of God, this system is maintained and sustained until the day that God says, time has come. The fire will come and devour and burn up the earth and the whole creation. Read on. Verse 7. The heavens and the earth which are now by the same word of God are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment. The judge is coming. Are you on good terms with the judge? Have you made your peace with the judge? There is no escape, dear friends. Do not be like the one who came out of the jungle and says, oh, I can do anything I like in Singapore. You cannot do anything you like on planet Earth. The judge is coming. And the day of judgment is coming. And the day of judgment is for the perdition of ungodly men. Verse 8. Our time is running. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, 1,000 years as one day. Meaning to say, God does not reckon time as we do with a Seiko watch and watching all the time. God has a plan, a master plan that is mapped out in eternity. There is a plan. He knows exactly when and what to do. In that year, the flood came. In another year, the judgment will come. Be ready. That's all he asks us to do is be ready. Believe. Believe on the creator of this world. For he loves you. He sent his son for you. With the gospel for you. That you believing will escape all this destruction to come. You say, oh, why has God not come? Why is the Lord Jesus not come? Here's the answer. Verse 9, please. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Don't say, well, since he has not come for 2,000 years since he rose to heaven, therefore he cannot come. Do not be foolish. God has his own timing. He has a plan. Why has he not come? Verse 9, the second part. Because he is long-suffering, patient. He gives time. To whom? To those who have not heard the gospel, to those who have not repented. Have you? In case there is someone who has not yet repented, now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. And God is long-suffering to you, not willing that anyone here present at RELC this morning should perish. Why? Because God loves you and He wants you to inherit the home to come that He has prepared for all who believe. But that all should come to repentance. Have you repented? Are you repenting every day? Search yourself every day. Ask yourself from today, Lord, make me ready. Keep me steadfast. Increase faith that I'll never, never doubt, that I will never forsake the faith, because it is your everlasting destiny. Are you ready for it? Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. No thief ever announces his coming. And the Lord will not announce it except to warn us through the word. Verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What will be dissolved? All the things you see. The material, the physical creation and the all the buildings and constructions and the grandiose plans of man today, building up to 100 stories high, more and more resort houses coming up, all these things shall be dissolved, burned up. What manner of persons ought you to be in all holy living and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved? So how can it be? Answer, be believing. Simply because God's word says so, I believe. It is safe because God is truth and He loves you. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to His promise, verse 13, please see, closing now, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot and blameless. Amen. Tomorrow is Monday. Back to work. Children, back to school. You, fathers, mothers, got on, get on, doing your work. Please remember, it will not be business as usual. Be alert, alive and awake. The Lord is coming. How will it be? It will be according as He has promised. It will come with the trumpet of God. Jesus will appear and the dead in Christ will rise and you and I will be changed. This is the word. The same word that brought back Jesus from the dead, that same word will change us. Are you ready? Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, may Thou speak to Your people, that all who hear may say, Lord, I believe. Help Thou my unbelief. Perchance there is any shadow of doubt, that You remove it. To understand that Jesus who rose from the dead is the coming King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the same great God and Savior who was victorious over death, is victorious over all the world and the creation, is coming for us. O Lord, we thank Thee for such a wonderful, glorious promise. Help us daily to live in the light of this promise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.